Purdy mud catch, you know, out of there. I do my own fishing myself.
You did your own catfish.
Yeah, I
know you were catfishing by yourself.
Yeah, honey.
I knew men did that, but I didn't know the women.
We'll see
you later.
Okay. You ever heard of a name for a big old chunk of wood and put in the fireplace and it'll stay there a long time?
Backlog. The backlog. If you put your backlog in there.
I didn't know that.
We want to save great big pieces like that, you know, cut off of anything great big around, and they say, we'll put the backlog on our fire tonight, and we'd put it on there, maybe it would burn all night, or maybe we'd put it on of a morning, and it would burn all day, you know, maybe we'd keep adding a little kindling or something to it, and it'd just keep your house warm like that, you know, and my old log house, too, when we moved in it, it didn't have no overhead in it, you know, didn't have no ceiling. Really, and the old top was made out of old boards, and I could see through there. I could even see a star through that thing, and it didn't leak very bad when it rained either, you know. And a heap of times I'd bathe my baby and put it back into bed, and there'd come a puff of wind and he'd just blow smut and from our chimney, and he'd come down and just get all over my baby, you know. That smut wood, you know, like that. So. I can't think of nothing
else. No, you're doing fine. I'm enjoying this. Anything you need to do, go ahead and do it.
And I know one year, me and my husband, we couldn't get no help to tend the farm, you know. And I had one child, and we'd take her to her granddaddy's and grandmother's. That was his mother and daddy, my husband's mother and daddy. And we'd leave her up there as much as a week at the time. And I helped him to plow and make the crop that year. And then when the fall come, he says, my husband said, well, said we've made good on our crop. I believe I'll buy us a new car. And he went to town and bought us a little Star. That was the name of the car. Instead of a Ford or Chevrolet or anything, the Star was the name of this little car. And I was so proud of that little Star car. And we paid cash for it. And then, too, when we'd be a-plowing, if my old mule got to where he'd reach down and bite off some cotton or corn or anything, you know, didn't have no muzzles on them. Right. My husband would say, just wait, Faye, he says, and let me have your mule a while. And he'd come over and take my mule, and he'd just wear her out, you know, jerk her and whip her with the lines and everything, and yet he'd run for a row or two. Then he'd give me back my mule, and she then wouldn't bite nothing, yeah, because he had chastised her and give her a good whipping for each and that. But then we'd go to the house for dinner of a day, and I'd cook dinner, and he would take his pole and line and go down to the little branch. It wasn't the creek, it was a little branch. And he'd get him a frog or something for a cut bait, you know, or maybe catch a little perch and cut him off a little slab. And by the time I'd have dinner, he'd come back to the house with the prettiest string of pike, fish, you know. Then probably we would clean the pike, and then we'd leave them there, and we'd go back to our work after dinner. And then of the evening, then we'd come in, and while he was feeding up everything, tending to the cows and the hogs and the mules and all, like, I'd run in and I'd cook supper and fry them good fresh pike, you know. Well, that was a good life, you know. Then later I had three more children, but I worked hard like that all the way. I told some of them that I was the kind of a person that took work the hard way. I never could make it easy. I just always, if it was hoeing, I just dug the grace out, and if it was weeding fence jams or plowing or just anything, you know. Well, I just done it the hard way, and I've always been used to it, and I enjoyed that. And right on today, I enjoy trying to do things and work, and then I like to do things for other people. I like to help other people if I can do anything for them, you know. So that would be a pretty good.
He's enjoying this.
What is that?
You want to sit down? You want to be doing something?
Sit down. What do you call that? The rich pine that you start a fire with?
That lighter. That lighter. That lighter. Uh-huh. Yeah.